Network.
All right, we got the runner-up for Miss USA on, who lost because she is for stage rights. She's going to be joining us in the next segment. Ray McGovern, you've got the floor, former CIA top analyst to the president. You wanted to finish up with the neocons admitting it's not about nukes in Iran, and then briefly the situation on the Korean Peninsula.
Sure. I think the most recent very clear indication of what bothers the neocons and the Israel lobby is in Tom Friedman's, he's a very much pro-Israel fellow, his op-ed in the New York Times yesterday. He's got a couple of lies in it. He says experts say that they still have enough uranium to do a nuclear weapon. That's wrong. The intelligence community does not say that. He also suggests that the Iranian facilities are not under UN inspections. That's wrong. What makes it clear is he's not interested in the uranium. He's interested in regime change, and he finishes up with that appeal. So what we need to realize here is that this whole thing is easily explainable. Why the U.S. and why the Israelis would not welcome the shipping out of half of Iran's uranium for reprocessing elsewhere is because they don't care about that. They care about regime change, and what they're trying to do is get that to happen largely through a lot of covert action, support of disparate groups within Iran, now openly acknowledged by a New York Times article yesterday, and that's what put the kibosh on the last deal. In October, Jundallah, one of the militant, dissident, actually insurgent groups in Iran, supported by Israel, us, UK, and Pakistan, killed five senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards generals, and that's what put the kibosh on the last deal. Now, it's interesting to see that New York Times is advertising the same kind of activity. Now, we'll see how hard Israel and the United States tries to put the kibosh on this deal, which really should go through and would obviate the necessity.
So they're moving us towards war, doing everything they can to sabotage a peace process, and this will go down in history either way. All right, 2 minutes left, sir. North Korea.
That a North Korean torpedo did hit this South Korean ship, but the details have not been released. They've been given to the Russians and the Chinese, but not to us. The problem is that there's an armistice. There's not a peace agreement, and there are disputed territories. There are North Korean and South Korean fishermen fighting over crabs every year, and this is the season. And there are South Korean ships and North Korean ships, both killed or sunk. 1999, North Korean ship went down with 30 killed and 70 wounded. So unless they get that that shoreline and that international boundary delineated, this is going to keep happening. So this should not be blown out of proportion, and still less should Hillary Clinton use the same language used by Dean Acheson back in 1950, that this is, quote, unprovoked aggression, end quote. It may be a provocation. It may be retaliation. We just don't know yet.
But we know Kim Jong-il looks like a scarecrow, looks like death warmed over. So any time we could see a collapse of the regime, and who knows how that'll go. So it's another powder keg.
That's exactly right. No one really knows what's going on within that country, and so it's really hard to guess as to what the motivation might have been, other than the normal sort of jousting, the normal trying to head off ships from the other country.
Well, that's good news to hear that you're not as concerned about North Korea as the media has been hyping it to be. So we'll continue to watch that. I appreciate you coming on to cover what's happening all over the planet and the geopolitical breakdown. And I look forward to talking to Ray McGovern, a retired former senior CIA analyst, to the president. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited about our next guest, and we are going to open the phones up for her. A lot of supporters out there. Miss Oklahoma, a runner-up in Miss USA, and the media reported she would have won if she had been against states' rights. She will be joining us coming up. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Question, please.
Hello, Miss Oklahoma. How are you?
I'm doing so great. Thank you.
All righty. Arizona's new immigration statute authorizes law enforcement authorities to check the citizenship of anyone they believe may be in the country illegally. Now, listen to the question before you boo. Critics say this may amount to racial profiling. Do you think that this should be mandated by the state or by the federal government?
I'm a huge believer in states' rights. I think that's what's so wonderful about America. So I think it's perfectly fine for Arizona to create that law. And I am against illegal immigration, but I'm also against racial profiling. So I see both sides of the issue. Thank you all.
Now, I don't normally watch beauty pageants. I don't watch a lot of television, but when I am watching the news and I see highlights of it, I'm obviously red-blooded, so my eyes are trained like a wolf looking at a, you know, but the issue here is that I happened to be up here while this was live, turned on the television, and saw all the ladies come out, and I remember looking at Morgan Elizabeth Woolard, Miss Oklahoma, and thinking, well, she certainly stands out. Because it's more than just looks. She's obviously beautiful. I could tell she was intelligent. She had that spark about her. And it's great to see her so informed about the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Ninth and Tenth Amendment versus Miss Teen South Carolina, who literally didn't even know what planet she was on. We'll play that clip coming up later. But I didn't know I was watching controversy when I happened to, you know, watch 30 minutes of it that evening because I didn't continue to watch to see the final judging. And then I discovered, and the news reported she may have lost because she didn't answer that politically correct. You heard the judge, ask about the Arizona law, and he said, well, wait, don't boo yet. And then she got this big standing ovation that I would say was 5, 6, 7 times louder than the boos. We'll play it again coming up just to, you know, have it on record. That the people, you know, responded to states' rights. I mean, the government's too big. It's out of control. Mexico's collapsing. But, you know, she went on to say, like Ron Paul, congressman, said here yesterday, he is against racial profiling if it's misused. But that wasn't good enough. But to really pick her brain, because there's nothing like beauty and brains altogether, is Morgan Elizabeth Woolard, the runner-up, second place in Miss USA. Great to have you here with us. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Again, Miss Oklahoma on the line with us. Well, let's go back to the pageant a week and a half ago. What happened there? Anything that happened behind the scenes? Break it down for us.
The behind the scenes? Well, what do you mean? We're there 2.5 weeks before the actual telecast, and so there are a lot of behind the scenes to discuss.
Exactly. That's what I meant. I mean, because all we see is the limited cuts. I mean, did somebody say something to you after you answered that way? Or did you ever get word like, ooh, that was a screw up? You should have called for world government, or you should have called for us turning our guns in?
Well, I mean, they don't speak to you at all afterward about, you know, how you answered your question. But I think afterward, of course, the media definitely brought that to my attention. And we're wondering simply from the scoring, you know, I was actually ahead the entire competition until then. And of course, having judges in the entertainment industry, which is predominantly liberal, they do question whether it hurt my chances or not.
Yeah, that's a key statistic that Fox News did cover. And Miss Oklahoma named first runner-up in Miss USA pageant after answering immigration question. You were way ahead until that point. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I don't, I mean, I talked to you earlier. You don't want to be somebody who's a sore loser. But if you were ahead and then suddenly you got behind, that is suspicious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I think... With me, I just kind of have to have a positive perspective. And, you know, when you work so hard for something, the last thing you want to think of is the way you answered your question, is what did you in. And so I just choose not to flagellate my mind with anything condemning like that and, you know, not be a sore loser or victimize myself, but rise above it and be happy for Rima and just move on to the next chapter of my life.
Well, she is obviously intelligent and lovely as well, but I think you are the clear winner. And again, the entire time, well, thank you, you were ahead until you didn't answer the thing politically correct. And, you know, the issue is, tell us about the rules, because I'm not an expert on this. In fact, I'm ignorant on this subject. I mean, is it political? Do the judges tell you, if I don't agree with your politics, I'm going to vote against you? Because you know, we need to know if it is rigged. I mean, I understand you don't want to go there, but this is quite an issue.
Well, I don't think the USA system is quite as transparent with their judging criteria and how the whole process goes. But I believe once you get to the top five, or I think even through 15, 10 to 5, they erase the scores entirely and it starts all over again. And so once you do make top five and answer a question, you have a final look, and I believe they rank you after that. And so, you know, it could be they liked her personality better. I don't know. I just, you know, all I can say is I did my best, and I'm proud of my answer. I have no regrets. People ask me all the time if I would have worded it differently. No, I do believe in states' rights, and I think I took a stance, but I did it diplomatically.
Well, you certainly did. Very diplomatic. If you could be an ambassador for the U.S. in the future. I mean, you answered it perfectly.
Well, that was my hope of becoming Miss USA, to be an ambassador for my country. But that just was not in the cards for me, and I was blessed to even compete for such a prestigious title. So first runner-up is quite the honor.
Well, you know, I'm really proud of you, and so are my listeners. We got a lot of fan mail for you here at the office. You have people just calling in and emails just when we played the clip saying, wow, this is wonderful, especially in Oklahoma, your home state, where you are Miss Oklahoma, because people appreciated you not going with the politically correct answer, because that's what really is valuable, is telling the truth, standing up for what you believe in. And so, you know, that made you the winner overall when it came to defending this republic.
Thank you very much.
Give us your take on states' rights and the Arizona issue, because you only had a few seconds to talk about it then. Now you've got more time.
Right. That's what makes it even more difficult, I think. You know, this is such a hot-button issue that is on our TVs, you know, 20 hours of the day, and I have 20 seconds to sum it up. That is not the easiest thing in the world. And I think I'd also like to clarify, which I don't think a lot of people realize, is they didn't ask me whether I was for or against the law. They asked me whether I felt it should be, you know, state or federal. And I firmly believe in states' rights. I think a state should be allowed to mandate rules and regulations as they see fit. I love that we can put power in the hands of the people, and I fully support that.
Well, on top of it, Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security last week in congressional testimony being questioned by John McCain, said, I haven't read the Arizona bill.
Yeah, that's correct.
You saw that?
I did, yes.
I mean, how can then she condemn it if she hasn't read it? Because I have read it. I read it here on air. It is identical to the federal law.
He hasn't read it as well, I believe.
Who did you say hasn't read it?
Attorney General Eric Holder.
Yes, you're right. He admits it. So, what's your take on them commenting on something they haven't read?
Well, I certainly think that's an issue. I think, you know, before you believe in something, firmly against something, you should know what all that bill entails and what is within it. So I think that is certainly an issue.
Wow. Well, listen, while you're here on air, we've got you till about 45 after. We're appreciative of the time. Anything else you want to set the record straight on? We're talking to Miss Oklahoma. She got second place runner-up in Miss USA. She was ahead the entire time, until she didn't sell America out on national television. But again, she's being a good sport. And, you know, I guess she made the field goal, but they're taking it back. And so I guess I'm going to say it's rigged, but she's a big sport, and we appreciate that. But anything else you want to set the record straight about?
Well, you know, if I think there was one thing that I could set the record straight with, it would just be that I'm one who does not want to victimize myself. I think a lot of promos in the media are saying, Miss Oklahoma lost her crown because of what she said. And, you know, truthfully, yes, it was a volatile question and it was doomed for a polarizing answer, but I really don't want to victimize myself. Miss USA wasn't a do-or-die situation for me. It would have been an incredible honor to represent the USA system and Donald Trump and my country. But you know, that didn't work out for me, and being scholastically and professionally active, I know that I have great things coming in life regardless, and so I just want people to know I'm not bitter, I am not a victim, and that I'm going to do good things with my life regardless of the crown.
Well, I honor that, and I know my listeners do, so you're being a great sport about it. But I want to be clear. I think people who do think that question was wrong and do think that you were penalized, I think in future you know, the fans of Miss USA should put their input in about the transparency of the judging rules so that the young ladies know what they're going into.
Right.
Now, you're very young. I mean, you're in a sophomore or junior in college?
A junior in college. I'm 21 years old.
And so you can continue to be part of pageants. This isn't your last rodeo.
Well, yes and no. The USA system, it goes on to Miss Universe, and because of that, it's the most prestigious pageant in the world. And so I've kind of already competed as far up as I can go. And so if I wanted to compete, there are other systems. There's Miss World, there's Miss International, and there's, of course, Miss America, who has the talent portion. And so, you know, I'm open-minded to that, but I think at this point in my life, I'm ready to move on and pursue my career and finish my education and that kind of thing. I don't completely shut it out, but at this moment in time, I don't think I'll be competing anymore.
Well, that's great. I mean, you're very well balanced. You've got a larger universe out there than just these beauty pageants, but it is great to have Miss Oklahoma with us. We'll talk about her worldview and what she's planning in her career next when we get back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa. It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future.
Thank you, Miss South Carolina. It is refreshing to have Miss Oklahoma on with us and runner-up for Miss USA to have someone who is very intelligent. Because my experience is beautiful women are just as smart as, you know, on average as other intelligent women. But I don't want you to say mean things here, but what was your take on Miss Teen South Carolina and that big controversy a few years ago?
Well, you know, I'm not one to judge anyone, so all I can say is God bless her, and it's, you know, it's not easy being up there in front of millions of people and lights in your face, you know, and possibly becoming a potential YouTube moment. There's a lot going through your brain, so you got to give her some credit for at least putting herself out there and, you know, doing her best, right?
Hey, at least she got in the arena. I'm just saying, comparing her to you, it is night and day. Now, during the break, I brought up Carrie Prejean, if I'm pronouncing that right. I vaguely remember last year the big controversy where she, you know, said my parents brought me up to be, you know, pro, you know, family, and marriage is a institution that deals with that. And you said, well, I get asked about a lot of that, and you told me privately your views on it. And but it's such a hot issue, so putting it as nicely as you can. I mean, you were explaining the parallel of even if you basically were dissed for answering the question the way you were, you don't want to be seen as basically running with it or milking it?
Right. Well, you know, I think a lot of people have been comparing me to Carrie Prejean or saying I'm the next Carrie Prejean because it is kind of ironic. You know, she gets the gay marriage question. I get the legal immigration question. We both gave fairly conservative answers or pretty blondes, then end up first runner up, right? So there are definitely some comparisons there, but I just didn't want to victimize myself. I felt she kind of milked her time in the media just for being controversial, and I just didn't want people to view me as the same or victimize me or anything along those lines, if that makes sense.
But, I mean, every year now it's about politics, people losing who are the runner-ups because they have conservative or constitutional or traditional values. I think Donald Trump needs to get the politics out of this because the message to people is, you know, if you don't have the right political view, it's not how talented or how beautiful or how dynamic you are. You know, this is political correctness. And I think, and I frankly, I think it was political correctness. I mean, I think the Lebanese woman is bombshell beautiful, but I don't think she was in the top five. I mean, I happened to, again, just catch about 20 minutes of it. It was pure torture, of course, while I was drinking coffee after my Sunday show. But I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think she's second place.
Well,
I saw you out there on that runway, and let me tell you, it was like my eyes were on springs.
Aww.
I hope my wife's not listening. I'm sorry. But, no, I mean, seriously. I mean, I thought you were the most beautiful. You popped out there. That's the reason you were in the leadership role. And if you'd have said, I'm against Arizona, I love open borders, I love world government, I love crime, they would have been bong, 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 you know, jackpot, you're the winner. I'm sorry. They stole it from you.
You know, again, I would hope not that's not the case, but you're actually correct, actually. Rima, while she is stunningly beautiful, if you average swimsuit evening gown, I think she was actually in seventh place. And so, you know, winning, I'm so proud of her, and I think it's awesome that she's Arab American. I think that's, you know, a great, neat thing for our country, but it is a little disappointing for me, you know, when you want something so badly and so close but so far. But again, I'm doing okay. I'm not bitter, and I'm just excited for what's next in my life.
I know, but there you are, though. See, you just backed that up with statistics. She was in seventh place. She was way back there. She wasn't in, you know, it's like a NASCAR race. You got two or three of the top drivers, you know, they're up there on the last lap. And then all of a sudden, you answer that question wrong, and your engine blew up. And then, you know, seventh place goes, nyeow, 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 nyeow. I mean, come on. Come on,
you know,
babe.
Rima, honestly, she's got the funniest, goofiest personality, and I really think she just won him over in her interview because she's just such a relatable girl.
All right, Miss Oklahoma, stay there. One more segment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine. Swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Your chance to talk to Miss Oklahoma, runner-up in Miss USA. Morgan Elizabeth Woolard is our guest for another segment, and I've got some final news I want to hit on the financial front with world markets collapsing all over the place. In the last segment today, again, thank you for joining us, radio listeners. I want to go to calls, but I also want to talk about you in the future. I mean, you're intelligent, you're smart, you're a constitutionalist, you're for states' rights. You've been punished for standing up for your rights, even if you won't stand up for yourself. But I think that's, you know, in a way admirable that you're not being, you know, a spoiled sport. But it's not a spoiled sport if you were cheated. But again, discretion is the greater valor, I guess they say. But where are you planning to go from here? I was telling you during the break, you ought to write a book about this and interweave in there your political views.
Well, that's a loaded question. Oh, my goodness. So much to say there. I have been incredibly blessed with being given numerous options from here. You know, the Miss USA pageant, just exposure itself is a blessing, especially if you want to be in the media. And so I'm very thankful for all the opportunities that have come my way because of this pageant. I'm already getting offers, you know, within the broadcasting world, modeling world, acting world, hosting, anything of that nature. So I think right now I just need to decide what's best for me in my future and take a risk and go a direction. And I also need to finish my education as well. I'm getting close, but not quite there yet. So hopefully I can find a way to pursue finishing my education and starting my career at the same time.
Well, let me just inject this. There's a lot of anchors on television, like Peter Jennings, that don't have degrees. And I would strike while the iron's hot. You can always go back to college, but right now you're smart, you're talented, you're well spoken, you're beautiful. I would get into the media, and I would take every opportunity you've got right now, because I'm not bashing college and education. That's fine and dandy. It's just that Bill Gates, Rush Limbaugh. If you look at the statistics, over 90% of the top CEOs, media people, you name it, didn't go to college or quit college because they were already go-getters. By 20 years old, halfway into college, they already had opportunities. Same thing with me. I was 21. I had about another year and a half of college left. I'd already gone and gotten a radio show locally, and I was sayonara. But again, I'm just saying strike while the iron's hot. Strike while you're in the spotlight, because you could argue – due to that controversial question and your controversial answer for some, you almost got more attention than the lady that won Miss USA. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if they stole the crown from you, because you still win.
Yes, you know, it really is a win-win situation. I'm incredibly blessed, and I'm, again, so grateful for all these opportunities.
So you're getting a lot of offers right now. Acting, TV, you name it, just dive in with both feet.
You name it. Now, you know, I think the hardest part is just figuring out which route to take, because, of course, you want to do what's best for you. You want to do what's best for your future and take the bull by the horn and, you know, make the right decision. And I think that's the place I'm in at the moment.
Well, let me give you some advice. Don't sign anything. Try a lot of different things. Because Hollywood TV, it's full of a lot of flim-flammers, a lot of talkers.
Yeah.
But just, you know, I would go with the big companies or established companies who can give you bona fide money at the, you know, at the bottom. Because they'll sit there and string you along to see where your career's going. You know, so, I mean, again, I would just hit the ground running and try a lot of things out. And that's why I'm warning you, because most people won't do this. College, especially when you're already being launched and propelled, you can always go back into the college. You can't always get this advantage you've got right now. You can't always get the present back.
Right. And that's, you know, that's kind of another position I'm in regards to being in between a rock and a hard place, because both of my parents are within the medical field, and they're all about education, education, education. And so for me, I just need to find a place or relocate to a place that I can pursue both at once.
That's the way to do it.
Completely, that you need to take advantage of things while they're hot, and you know when they're in front of you, you gotta grab them. Otherwise, life might, you know, pass you by. So
when things are hot and in front of you, you gotta grab them. That's a good quote from Miss Oklahoma. Absolutely. Yeah, so you could go to Chicago, New York, L.A. places like that, and sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just agreeing.
Well, listen,
I'm in a big city.
Absolutely. Well, before we go to Eric, Chris, Mike, and others with Miss Oklahoma, the Patriot, who we just love to death, give us some of your other views on the Second Amendment, or on have you heard all these world leaders calling for global government and that we need to have the private central banks running things? What's your view on Ron Paul?
I think Ron Paul is a wonderful man, and I agree with him on a lot of stances. I've always been a bit of a constitutionalist myself, and I believe in limited government and liberty and rule of law and all those wonderful things in America, self-governance, that kind of thing.
Well, that's wonderful. Again, while we've got you here, where would you like to see our republic going? I mean, are you Have you heard them talk on the news about forming this world government?
World government, do you mean giving the government more power?
Well, you've got Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN, Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, the outgoing Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown, Al Gore. The heads of the G20 are calling for a global government to set worldwide taxes. And I was just asking if you were concerned about that.
I'm definitely concerned about that. I've always been for limited government and being able to be your own keeper and having self-government and, you know, making something of yourself and not relying too much on the government for that. And so I'm definitely against big government in the world.
Well, I tell you, I wish you were Miss USA, somebody to really represent our country. But you are representing our country.
Thank you.
And people just appreciate that you didn't sell out your values. I mean, you had to know, though, when he asked the question that, I mean, did it run through your head, well, if I give the politically correct answer, he's going to like that? Or are you just such a patriot that there wasn't even a question?
Well, truthfully, in that moment in time, you don't have time to think. You just go with what you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, I know who I am. I know what I believe and why I believe it. And with that said, it was easy for me to answer. I didn't have to think twice about it because that's who I am and that's how I was raised. And, you know, I stood firm in that.
Well, that's why people admire you, not just for your beauty or, the electric presence, but you know, the mind that powers it all. So exciting. Miss Oklahoma, Morgan Elizabeth Woolard is our guest. We're now going to go to a few phone calls. Let's talk to Eric in Oklahoma, your home state. You're on with Miss Oklahoma.
Hi, Alex. It's very good to talk to you. It's been years since I've talked to you, actually. My cousin was Miss America, Chantel Smith, in 87, and she is just a beautiful girl. And, Morgan, you're just another one. You just represent Oklahoma wonderfully. And I'm very, very proud of you, and that's basically all I had to say. Just proud to see Oklahoma girls just doing so well.
Thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate that. Miss USA has never had an Oklahoma Miss USA before, so I was hoping to make history there. I was only a few short points off, but I was so proud to represent our state.
Well, that's right. You lost the pageant, but you kept your integrity, and that's what matters at the end of the day, and you'll be rewarded. God will open bigger doors for you because you didn't sell out. That's what's always happened with me. I've been fired, you name it, before for not compromising, and it's just every time I do the right thing, it just doors open up everywhere. 1-800-259-9231. Specific questions for our guests. Chris in Indiana, you're on the air with Miss Oklahoma.
Thank you, Megan, Alex, for taking my call. First, your answer was outstanding. Outstanding. I mean, a beauty pageant is beyond just beauty and body. It's mind and soul. And you scored tens on all of them. So thank you. Thank you for being a good patriot.
Absolutely. Proud to be an American.
21, in college. What is your opinion or what are you seeing as far as the increased police state? And the loss, the erosion of our rights.
Yeah, what do you think of the Patriot Act being used against U.S. citizens? They've got legislation introduced where citizens can be secretly arrested. We're seeing in universities, I don't know about Oklahoma, but more and more censorship of libertarian or conservative political viewpoints. Thanks for the call, Chris. Let's get her take on that question.
I'm sorry, what exactly are you asking me?
Well, I mean, what do you think about the loss of liberty, the erosion of the Bill of Rights, warrantless wiretapping? Are you concerned about that?
Well, I think that kind of goes along with what we were speaking about earlier, is giving the government too much power. And, you know, I don't want our freedoms to be taken away. I don't want our liberty to be taken away. I think those things is exactly what makes America America. And just being able to govern yourself and, you know, not having, like I said, the government controlling too many aspects of our lives, I definitely think there's a point where they need to step back and give us our freedoms again.
Absolutely. And we've got to step up and take them back.
Absolutely.
Did you hear the debate with Lou Dobbs and others about the North American Union, SPP, NAFTA superhighways, all these toll roads going in that the money then goes to foreign corporations in Spain and Europe. A, have you heard of that? B, what's your take on it?
I've not heard too much about that, to be honest, especially if it's recent. Being in Vegas for Miss USA for 3 weeks, we kind of live in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to be watching the news as often as I normally do. But as far as foreign nations go, I do think we need to become less dependent on them.
Let's take a call from Mike in New Orleans. You're on the air with the runner-up in Miss USA who said she's for states' rights. Go ahead.
It's an honor. Miss Willard, I want to first congratulate your parents on raising a woman that is an inspiration in every manner and every way possible.
Thank you, sir. That is
you should be, the Oklahoma should be proud, America should be proud, and you will be number one in our hearts and our minds forever.
Yeah, I want to say this. I've got two great little blonde-haired daughters, and I hope they grow up to be as, you know, passionate and informed about our country, I know they will be, as Miss Oklahoma. Go ahead.
I have no doubt, Alex, that your children are going to be firecrackers. Miss Willard, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, sir. I have two older sisters.
Wonderful. I'm certain that's even more reason to congratulate your parents. And I would ask this, how do you feel about dating older men?
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call. Let me throw this out there, though. Are you looking forward to, you know, after you've gotten into your career, getting hitched and having some kids?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big believer in family, and I'm looking forward to that day. I don't know when that day will be, but I definitely am someone who wants to have a wonderful family and children and, you know, just great American family.
Well, it's been great having you here, and we appreciate your courage. Did we ever find that clip, guys, of Carrie Pijon or Prejean, however you pronounce it? We didn't find that because I heard it all over the news last year whenever she, you can probably use YouTube, Carrie Prejean's gay marriage comment. I mean, you're quite a person because you're out there in the spotlight as a model and, you know, somebody who wanted to win, who was going to win until that question came up. The evidence is clear. But then now, clearly, I think you were cheated, but you want to be a good sport, and you're saying, no, you know, I don't want to get attention by going out and screaming bloody murder.
Correct. You're exactly right.
I mean, are you critical of the lady who did milk it somewhat?
Well, for me, I think I wouldn't say critical. Definitely not of her answer. This is America, and in the First Amendment, we have freedom of speech. And so she had every right to speak her belief. And so I back her up fully with that in mind. But I do feel that she kind of took it and ran with it and kind of overexposed herself to the media, I guess.
And may have put a bad taste in people's mouth.
Yeah, maybe so.
So your problem isn't what she said.
Oh, not at all.
It's the fact that she did say, I was cheated.
Exactly. I think you should be humble in your loss and, you know, just realize that everything happens for a reason. And to, as much as it stings sometimes, just to know that greater things are in store and just look forward to what God has next for your life.
Absolutely. It's all in God's hands. Well, we appreciate you joining us. We've got about a minute left. Anything else that you forgot to add?
I don't think so. Just, you know, how grateful I am for the overwhelming support I've received. Everyone has been absolutely incredible, not just from the state of Oklahoma, but my entire country and even people all over the world just showered with love and support and people backing me up from all over the place. And so I'm so grateful, and I really am just honored and humbled.
Well, that is my final question. Going back, you know, you hear on the video, the audio, and it sounded like 5, 6, 7 times the cheering that there was the booing. You could barely hear the booing, but you were there. I mean, was the cheering for you a lot more overwhelming than the booing?
Oh, without a doubt. I think it tripled the booing. As soon as I said I'm firm believer in states' rights, and I love that about my country. Everyone just overflowed with, you know, clapping and cheering, and I think the majority of the people there were in agreement with me on that statement.
Well, all I can say is incredible, and it has been great having you on the broadcast, and I know that there's quite a few websites that have your info up, but it, I'm not going to try to give you advice for your career, but I would get a basic website up quickly that's yours, just so you get directed, you know, just so you get contacted directly by the media outlets and others that are out there. So we look forward to talking to Morgan Elizabeth Woolard again in the future. Thank you for being so nice and spending so much time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and thank you everyone for listening and tuning in. I appreciate it.
God bless you. What a great patriot. What a darling. And the real winner of Miss USA. Obviously cheated ahead the entire time until the end when she didn't bow down to the La Reconquista and the New World Order and the La Infusora. Look, I just spent 50 minutes with her because people wanted to have her on. And she stood up for what she believed in. And we've got a lot of other hardcore subjects that I covered in the first hour of the show. I'm going to cover some financial news when we come back in the last segment that's very important. But good job to Jaron and the rest of the crew for getting her on the show. Interesting interview. And I'll tell you, the crew was liked this guest better than CIA analyst and economist and things. Of course, I have to be quite frank with you. Those are my favorite type of guests because I like to get people thinking. But you know what? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Oh, yeah, it is the final segment, ladies and gentlemen. is Europe heading for a meltdown? This is out of the London Telegraph. It's up on GCNlive.com. The financial crisis is worse than the subprime crash of 2008 because the sums are so much bigger and governments that are in dire straits. This is all part of the plan as we laid out over a decade ago. We have the IMF World Bank takeover plan. Here's another one. U.S. money supply plunges at 1930s pace as Obama eyes fresh stimulus. The money supply is being contracted, ladies and gentlemen. That is out of the London Telegraph as well. Here's the Financial Times. Debt crisis is dark cloud over Europe. Another key article, Ron Paul. Inside source told me Fed is panicking at mass awakening. GCNlive.com, Paul Watson article. Ron Paul on with us yesterday. You can watch both those videos at GCNlive.com, our interview with Ron Paul. So the good news is we're identifying the enemy. They know we're aware of what they're doing, but they're just imploding the entire economy. What did Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, Wall Street Journal editor, father of Reaganomics, he said evil has been turned loose. The government is completely evil. You got a few good people in the government, but the system is run by evil. And look, you wake up to that or it's over. Now, I'm not going to attack Glenn Beck and the whole media frenzy about what he sells gold for, because some of that stuff's collectible, and it's good to have a mix. But non-collectible, semi-numismatic, the news reported $360 for a franc, and that was 3 months ago when gold was down by like $100. Ted has francs at $250-something. It's like $100 less than what, big gold companies are selling it, because he bought it when it was lower. He's selling it to you when it's higher at the low price. So when I tell you that I get the daily sheets on this when we do a gold offer, he's making $3 or $4, maybe $5 different days on these francs, on these sovereigns, maybe $6 that are quarter ounce. And that's at the old amount. When he bought it when it was low, he's still selling it to you. You cannot get better deals from my research. Maybe they're there. Maybe a leprechaun's got a golden pot or something. But, Ted, I wanted to bring you up briefly with a few news headlines on the economy, and then not just the francs that everybody else is selling for over 300. You got them for 250-something, but not for long because they are selling out gold way up today. Tell folks about the coins, the offers, the toll-free number, because I believe in this. I buy my gold from you because you've got the best deals. Now, normally people pay a little more with you. It's still a great deal. These specials on this show, you got to tell them when you call Alejandro Jones. That's me. Sent you. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, I'm with you right here, Alex. I can tell you right now, British sovereigns, I had to stop issuing them. I can't sell them right now because my European sources can't get them to me because the Europeans are buying them all up. There's not enough supply right now for me to be able to say I have those. But the francs are available, and I still have them at $256.68, and I still am buying a full year subscription to the International Forecaster if you only buy one. I need to say it right now. I mean, gold is up. Everything's strong. The Europeans are buying gold. They typically don't do it. They're not the kind of people that buy gold. They put a
Look,
lot of
people
trust.
Are screwballs. You cannot $250-something for a fifth of an ounce gold coin that's got the numismatic, some collector value, not a lot. The point is that's bullion or below bullion because, and Ted, you are running out. You're out of the sovereigns. I didn't know that. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Don't screw around, folks. I've been telling you 7 years to buy gold back when it was $280 an ounce. Now it's $1,200 and something. Don't screw around. Is it a perfect investment? Nothing is. Nothing's 100% guaranteed. It's the best thing out there for my research. This is what I buy. 800-686-2237. Ted, real fast, what are some of the other coins you got screaming deals on?
We got Eagles. We got $10 Liberties, $20 Liberties. We got a whole line of different things. Silver's at a good buy. Got some Walking Liberty halves. Just call us at 800-686-2237. You'll find out.
Thank you, 800-686-2237. Great job, crew. Got Ray McGovern, everybody coming up. Retrans.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.